This is Sarah Mack, and welcome to Creative Magic Club. Together, we'll discover inspirational stories of creative entrepreneurs living out their dreams, doing the work they are most passionate about, and building wealth in magical and fun ways. While building a six-figure income as a writer and coach, helping other women to launch their dream businesses, I've connected with so many incredible people and seen it proven again and again that you can thrive financially doing whatever it is you are passionate about. I am here to share life-changing strategies for mindset, making money, and reaching more people with your work in a business and life filled with creativity, freedom, and fun. Hi, Sarah Mack here from withsarahmack.com, and welcome to our third training in my series Cosmic Attraction Copywriting, where I'm breaking it down on how to write a sales post for your soulmate client using your astrology chart. So if you haven't already listened to trainings 1 and 2, make sure you go back and listen to those. And by now, if you've done that work, you'll have all of these super, super powerful insights in tapping into those elements of your story that can bring real depth and connection and have you standing out over the noise online so that your ideal, super dreamy soulmate clients can clearly identify you. So next up, we're going to refine your language at a whole other level to make sure that you're speaking to the right people. And I'm going to share some of the messaging tweaks that really make the difference in taking my clients from attracting people who quote unquote can't afford it or who can afford it but aren't really their soulmate clients to easy sales from like really harmonious relationships into, you know, upwards of five-figure offers with no need even for sales calls because their content is so clearly speaking to the people that are right for their offer. So if you've been dreaming about raising your prices and easily attracting clients who will happily pay those prices, this training is for you. And it's going to help you get really clear on who you're talking to and who this kind of person is. So here are some of the things that might be happening if you're not doing this properly. Maybe you've been showing up and creating content every day. Maybe your audience has been growing, and maybe you've even been getting great engagement, but it's not actually translating to the sales and clients that would really change your life. Maybe you've been getting some interest, but a lot of those people have been telling you they can't afford to sign up right now. Or maybe you're signing clients, but they're not actually doing the work or getting results that you really know are possible from your coaching and whatever kind of work you do. Or maybe the clients that you've been attracting just feel nowhere close to soulmate connections and have been really draining to work with. So the biggest mistakes I see coaches and healers making in their content is speaking to the wrong people in very subtle ways. And I have like spidey senses for identifying your language and your understanding of your ideal client by looking at the way that you're writing. And this is really the thing that got me from posting lots of content in the beginning of my coaching business, but not actually making any sales, to consistently attracting soulmate clients into my high ticket coaching offers, you know, like 3K and upwards, when I really shifted my focus on who I was speaking to. And when I did that work, really looked at what I was believing and focusing on about the client that I was speaking to in my copy, I made those shifts in my content. Within a few months, I was having 10 and 20K months. I booked a 6 weeks trip to Hawaii and I was going for my first ever ride on a helicopter. So this is really life-changing content strategy right here that sometimes is really the difference between making loads of sales or none at all, or making sales from the wrong people and then not really enjoying the clients that you're working with. So I stopped buying into limiting stories that I had previously held around not believing that the people I really wanted to work with would actually be able to afford the thousands of dollars I wanted to be charging for my offers. And I started speaking to the version of my dream client who I who I had a really like genuine, true desire to be working with, and deciding and believing that there was somebody out there who had a genuine, true desire, capacity, and willingness to invest in the kind of work I was offering. So, you know, just reflect on some of the stories that you've been telling yourself, whether they're similar to mine or slightly different, but wherever you've been just buying into a limited view of your capacity to attract the types of clients that you would love to be working with. So I'm going to share some of the common mistakes that I see people making in their content, which show me that they don't fully believe that their soulmate client exists, and how that translates to copy that's speaking to all the wrong people and hence leading to a lack of sales or sales from the wrong people. So here are the main problems that I see. One of them is trying to speak to everyone in your audience. So when you're sitting down to create, in the back of your mind, you're actually thinking about your mom, your high school friends, or your clients from 5 years ago that you know are still in your audience. Another problem that comes up regularly for people is speaking to the people who have said they are interested, but who have also said they don't have the money or time to actually invest in your offer now. Sometimes in the back of your head, you're kind of trying to convince these people when you're creating content. And sometimes you're aware of this, and honestly, like, this is a sneaky thing that you just have to be aware of when you're creating content. Who's actually like in your brain when you're sitting down and creating? Another mistake people make are really focusing on trying to go viral and getting in front of anyone and everyone to grow your audience and really reach big numbers at the expense of actually having really clear, focused, and targeted messaging. I've seen, you know, I've worked with many clients who have very large audiences, but they're actually not making the sales because they haven't dialed in their sales copy in this way, and they haven't done that work to really target their offer and their messaging, their content strategy, and their sales process and conversation to really bring in the right people for that offer. Big numbers don't mean shit if it's not translating into sales, right? So, the other problem that I see is talking to people who are really stuck and actually quite badly struggling to get out of the problem you support them with. There's a difference between the people who are truly deeply stuck and the people who are actually going to benefit from working with you and who are going to be able to make moves and create changes and create the results that they're paying you to help them create. Even if you know you can help that client or you think you can help that client, there's a difference between the type of client that you should be speaking to, because actually that person's going to benefit way more from your work than someone who maybe just isn't quite ready yet. So when you're doing this in your content, it leads to a few things, a few possible things, not necessarily all of them. One of them could be low engagement. No one reaching out to inquire about working with you. It could also look like people reaching out and inquiring but not being ready to buy. It could also look like people buying and not loving the work or not fully showing up for the work and not making progress or getting good results from the work. And it could also look like attracting clients who you don't actually enjoy working with, which can lead to conflict, it can lead to refund requests, or clients not showing up for calls and not engaging in their work, or even worse, blaming you for not getting the results that they want, which I never experience because all of my clients are amazing, because I know how to call in really awesome people. So here's the solution. Pay attention and just like notice what comes up for you when I share this. Really like pay attention to where you think you may have been doing this. So number one, speak to the people who in your mind have actually already planned for and prioritized investing in this work and committing to transformation in their life. These people do actually exist. And these people are actually more like the version of you when you decided to really make a change and get support and create the result that you are now teaching. This is a really big distinction. I think sometimes you know, we have bleeding hearts and we're like, I want to make the world a better place and my work is so powerful and can change the world and everybody can benefit from this. Actually, no, not everyone can benefit from this. The kind of people who are truly going to benefit from, you know, a higher ticket, private or group, like high touch mentorship program are the people who truly want that and are willing to create space for that in their life. And that's a priority for them financially, in their schedule, in their, you know, their energy commitment. This is actually a very specific type of person. And they're ambitious and they love investing in themselves and they already know the value of support and mentorship. You don't need to teach them about that in your content. And before you start thinking like, I feel like the most helpful thing for me and when I teach this to my clients is remembering that this is you. Like, you are that person, right? You are where you are because you invested. And you invested time, energy, you created support for yourself. Like, you've made big moves. You've created huge transformation because you really showed up for yourself and you really prioritized that. So you're ambitious. Own that. You're dedicated. Like, own these qualities in yourself and recognize that that's the kind of person who's your soulmate client. So this brings me to the next point, which is also really, really important to think about in your head when you're creating content. Speak to the person who is already showing up for the solution that you are selling right now. This is a very narrow and specific conversation. And this is the type of content that's actually going to translate to clients that buy and sales and money flowing into your business and into your life. And it's also when you speak to the person who you imagine that they've already identified that they want what you have. And they're already shopping for it. Like, they know that it exists and they know, you know, they're out there looking for their dream mentor in whatever it is that you're selling. And when you speak to that person, not only will you call forward the people in your audience who are that, but you will also start to attract more of the right people into your audience for future sales in the following months and years for a consistent, sustainable business. So that's the difference between speaking to people who aren't ready yet and trying to convince them and speaking to people who are actually already interested in investing in an offer like yours now today. So when you do this, it's also going to repel people who aren't your ideal client for your from your social accounts, which is actually what we want. We don't want to be thinking about your great aunt, your high school bully, or all of those other people who want to work with you, but aren't actually in a place to prioritize that type of focus, time, and investment. And this is uncomfortable for people, right? It's like you actually have to decide to leave people behind because that's the only way you're truly going to be of service to your soulmate clients is if you start showing up for them and them only. Because until you do that, they can't hear you. They can't see you and they will not find you and they will not buy from you. And then they won't be able to create the transformation that's possible when they step into working with you. So speak to the people who have a clear ambition for change. And this is a really important mindset of the type of people who are going to pay you a ton of money and show up and really actually create the transformation that's possible from your work, is that they already believe it's possible for them. They're already making moves to make it happen, and actually they're going to get to their result with or without your help. They just they don't see you as the solution. They see you as someone who's just going to make it easier, faster, and more fun to get where they already know they're going. Can you see the difference between having to try and convince people and get people on board and actually just strategically speaking to the people who you don't actually have to sell? It's just about speaking their language so that they feel seen, they can connect to you and see you and know that you're the right person to help them. So your ideal client, like you, is actually really ambitious, dedicated, and already making moves towards their desired goal. So speak to that person, even if you haven't heard from them in your audience yet. That's how you start calling these people forward into your offers. So speaking to these types of people in your content will lead to things like a potential dip in engagement. So this very often happens with my clients when we're, you know, I'm helping them to get real clarity on their gifts and their skills, translating that into a really valuable, well-positioned offer that's going to make them the most money. When they start moving forward with the new content strategy that we've designed, they'll often see like a drop off in engagement on their social channels. And this is actually a good thing because it means you're starting to repel all the people who aren't actually a good fit for your offer and your work. And these are the people who will never buy your offer, no matter how much you show up for them and you speak to them. If they're the wrong person, we want to repel them. So what this means is you're much more likely to be attracting the right kinds of clients. And guess what? Often people who are about to jump into a high ticket private mentorship offer or high ticket group program, these kinds of people aren't necessarily engaging or commenting on your content because they're getting their shit together to be ready to buy your offer and do the work and create the results that they're committed to in their life. So some of your highest converting content can actually have very low engagement. So just really take that in, because often low engagement will trigger all of our insecurities from school, from childhood, from being bullied, from not being good enough. And this is like the true test of entrepreneurship, is to be able to follow through on a clear strategy and launch plan until you see the fruits of it, and to continue to tweak it and work it until it's working really well for you. And you have to be able to cross that void of maybe hearing nothing for days, weeks, months at a time sometimes. Although it's never gonna be months at a time if you work with me. But your inbox might go quiet for a bit. But what will happen is when people do start to pop up to inquire about working with you, they're gonna be the right people, and enrolling them into your offer is going to be easy peasy because they're actually already ready to say yes. So here's a recap. Remember, don't talk to the people who aren't ready yet. Talk to the people who are already ready. Don't talk to people who aren't convinced that this kind of support is valuable. Talk to the people who already know it and who have a true, genuine desire for this level of support that you're offering. Don't talk to the people who are stuck. Talk to the ambitious leaders who, like you, believe their goal is possible. Don't talk to the people who are doubting, too busy, or simply not prioritizing creating this change in their life. Speak to the people for whom this change is an absolute number one priority in their life right now. That way, your copy speaks to people who are actually ready to buy now. And for anyone else who's drawn to your work but not quite ready yet, your content will get them ready faster. And maybe they'll become your client next month or next year, and they'll reach out when they're ready, and it will be a very easy sale thanks to your content. So your action step today is to go and look at some of your recent content and review where any of these points that I've just mentioned might be showing up. If you notice some of this language, edit your post, upgrade who you're talking to, and repost it. And just journal on anything else that comes up for you around this. You know, notice some of these thought patterns that have been sabotaging you, and really consolidate this lesson and integrate these new perspectives into the way that you're writing. So if this is landing with you, if you've been showing up and creating content every day, maybe your audience has been growing, maybe you've even been getting great engagement, but it's not quite translating to the number of sales and clients that would really change your life and that you know is possible and that you deeply desire, or maybe you've been getting some interest, but not a lot of these people have been saying that they're ready and able to afford to work with you right now. Or maybe you're signing clients, but they're not doing the work as much as you would like them to be doing. And you're wondering how to clearly talk about your offer in ways that attract people who are already out there searching the internet for somebody like you. And you know that you need help to create a clear message that you know will sign clients on repeat for you every time you want to fill your offer. And you want to attract clients who are happy and able to pay you, who show up and do the work and are absolutely a joy to work with. And you want to be in this feel-good flow of content creation and repeat sales that feels truly authentic, fun, and expansive for you to create without spending hours glued to your phone trying to find clients on social media, because they're actually showing up in your inbox already excited to buy your offer. This is exactly the work that we are focused on inside my private mentorship, High Ticket Soul Clients. And that's the place to make all of this happen. It's a 3-month mentorship to book high ticket soulmate clients with ease every month while building a business that you love. So clients in this container have done things like pivoting. One client pivoted her offer to include more of her intuitive gifts, and she signed 5 clients in 1 week. One client redesigned and simplified her offer suite and raised her prices to $6,000. Another raised her private mentorship prices to $18,000. One client signed multiple clients into $15,000 packages within just a few weeks. One client made $18,000 in 2 months and took time out to travel Europe and write her book. One client increased her rates and instantly signed a new client. So if you know that this is your, that you're ready for this type of support in your business, message me the word Voxer either on Instagram at Creative Magic Club or email me at sarah@withsarahmack.com and I'll send you the full details. So as always, share your breakthroughs and insights with me. I can't wait to hear about them. And make sure you come back to check out our next training in the series, where I'm going to be sharing prompts and my writing process to take those insights that you've gained from your Chiron placement and your astrology chart to share your story in a really powerful way that's standing out to the right people and leading to ready to buy clients popping up in your DMs asking to work with you. So make sure you come back and tune in for that. And I'm so happy that you are here, and I will see you in the next training. Bye. For more inspirational content, head over to my website withsarahmack.com and please support the show by liking, commenting, and subscribing.